You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's June 13th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be fantastic if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. And you can look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads if you'd like to chat with me about today's episode. So I'm very happy to be with you again this week. It's been nearly 2 months since the last episode of the show, and it was a hiatus that was unexpected, unplanned. As some of you may know, I've been going through some medical issues these past couple of months. And first of all, I'd like to thank you so much for all of you who have reached out to me with your concern or have posted words of encouragement as I recover. It really touched me, especially early on when things were pretty rough. I cannot put into words how much it meant to know that there are people out there who care. So thank you very, very much. So as I've talked about on the show before, a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition that I've been getting treatment for. Treatment that has been pretty successful overall. But around the beginning of the year, I noticed that it was starting to lose its effectiveness. And my doctor and I decided to switch to a different medication to see if it would improve things. Well, it didn't. In fact, it caused a reaction that basically turned my intestines into Swiss cheese. It took quite a while before they were able to figure out exactly what was going on and what was causing this. And in the meantime, I wasn't eating, I wasn't drinking, and I lost 30 pounds in just a couple of weeks. They eventually did figure it out, but even after they started treating that, I developed several complications and side effects, and it made my recovery even more difficult. It was kind of one thing after another, and to be honest, it was a really rough time for me, both physically and emotionally. It was just tough. I've been mostly healthy my entire life, and being so sick for such a long stretch of time, it took its toll. Thankfully, after 4 visits to the ER, 2 different hospitalizations, and my very first ride in an ambulance, I finally feel like things are on the upswing. My appetite's back, my energy's returning, and while I'm still probably out of work for a few more weeks, I'm not 100% out of the woods. I think things are finally starting to get back to normal, and I'm ready to get back to doing the things I love, like playing video games and podcasting. And looking back on it now, there was some good that came out of all of this, like a new nickname. During the first few days of my hospitalization, they did what I call putting me on a rotisserie. You know, they put one scope down my throat and another one up my other side. And they had me well drugged, and I was totally out during all of this. But when they wheeled me back up to my room, I'm told that the nurse asked me if I could tell her my name. And my response was, "My name is Cornholio." Apparently, even in my miserable, drugged-up state, I couldn't help being a smartass. All right, so enough about me and all my woes. I wanted to start podcasting again to talk about video games. After all, it is Summer Game Fest season, and there have been lots of gaming news over the past week, so I'm not going to run through every announcement and game shown, but I thought I would share my favorite picks for the games that I've seen. I didn't watch every single showcase either over the last week, but these are my favorites between the PlayStation State of Play, the Xbox Showcase, Summer Game Fest Live, Ubisoft Forward, and other ones that I kind of caught online in between. So, first things first, Gears of War E-Day. This capped off the Xbox Showcase, and more Gears is what I wanted most out of this entire week. Gears is one of my favorite franchises of all time, and going back in time and playing as Marcus and Dom is going to be amazing. It was just a cinematic trailer with no hint of a release date, but I'll take it. It recaptured the feeling of the glory days of Gears of War on the 360, and I am all in for that. Now, that said, I was slightly disappointed that this wasn't Gears 6, because I am a huge fan of Gears 4 and 5, and I'm bummed that this pushes the resolution of that story out even further, probably a few years. But I'll take what I can get. The biggest surprise of the week for me was Life is Strange Double Exposure from Square Enix and developer Deck Nine. A new Life is Strange game isn't that wild in and of itself. They've been making them pretty regularly, but the fact that it stars Max Caulfield, the star of the original game, that blew my mind. This time around, she is traveling between alternate realities, it looks like, to try and save her best friend who has died. And the game arrives October 29th, and it is immediately one of my most anticipated games of the year. PlayStation is having an uncharacteristically, I would say, slow year for first-party releases, but I'm willing to forgive all of that because they announced during their State of Play an all-new Astro Bot adventure called Astro Bot. I would have liked like Astro Bot World or something, but whatever. It's due to arrive later this year, and it looks really, really good. Promising to be, I think they said, 4 times the size of Astro's Playroom, and continuing its love letter to all things PlayStation. The trailer shows Astro flying a DualSense spaceship and cosplaying as iconic PlayStation characters like Sly Cooper and Jack. I can't wait for what is sure to be a really, really great platformer. Then Bethesda and Machine Games are bringing one of my favorite characters, Indiana Jones, to Xbox this year in Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. The developers behind Wolfenstein have captured the look, the sound, and the tone of the classic series just perfectly. The game looks to have everything that fans love about a great indie adventure, like sleazy villains and deadly traps and puzzles and exotic locations all over the world to visit. It's visually stunning. It looks great. And Troy Baker is doing a pretty respectable Harrison Ford impression, it seems. If the gameplay can live up to the incredible presentation, this is going to be an easy contender for Game of the Year for me. Now, we didn't get a release date, though, so I'm slightly nervous that that year could end up being 2025. Finally, Annapurna Interactive and developer Beethoven and Dinosaur showed off a great-looking indie game called Mixtape. The 80s set coming-of-age tale follows 3 teens in the last days of high school, and it looks to heavily integrate the music of the era into the game, with a soundtrack featuring artists like Iggy Pop, Joy Division, and the Smashing Pumpkins. It's got a great style, and it looks like another gem from Annapurna. Mixtape is set to launch sometime in 2025. So those are my highlights, but there were so many great games shown this past week. Assassin's Creed Shadows, Star Wars Outlaw, South of Midnight, Perfect Dark, Microsoft Flight Simulator, Fable. They all look super promising. The Xbox showcase in particular was jam-packed full of games that show that the next year or two are going to be loaded with awesome games to keep us busy. Before I go this week, I want to once again thank you all for the kind words while I've been recovering from my illness. I've missed recording every week, and I've especially missed interacting with all of you online. Fingers crossed that my recovery continues to go well and I can stay on schedule moving forward. So let's do a new question for polling at Threads. How would you rate this year's Summer Game Fest season? So this encompasses all of the different showcases over that stretch of time from Sony, Microsoft, the Wholesome Direct, all of it. Did it live up to the E3 hype days of old, or does it still have some work to do? Go visit Midlife SideQuest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I will share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so very much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. It is great to be back. I appreciate you making time in your day for me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. Until next week, be well and happy gaming.